First of all, congratulations. One of the final. Normally, you write your name against the camera lens, and today you did something different. You just draw a little boy, ball. Why, Djokovic?
I felt like that was something I wanted to do today, my new signature.
On the match against Kei Nishikori in particular, you played three times at the US Open and Paris and here. How would you analyze the differences of those three matches, such as is it indoor versus outdoor, or the any differences on the court surface and so forth?
Well, the conditions are obviously different playing indoor and outdoor, and not taking away anything from Kei's win in US Open. He deservedly won that match, and he was a better player that day. I wasn't playing close to my best, so that was different in particular, analyzing these two matches that we played in Paris and here, where I was feeling much more confident to play the game I wanted to play against him. And Paris was great, both sets here. First and third went the way I wanted. The second, at the start I had the break and I lost concentration, and then he was a better player. He started making shots that he wasn't making in the first set, and he's one of the quickest, most talented players in the world right now, and he won many titles, many matches this year, and that's why he's very dangerous on any surface. He plays very fast, so if you start to hesitate with your shots, he puts a lot of pressure on your serve, and it was an easy match.
I think Kei Nishikori is getting closer to you, so watch out for younger generation like today. So is this a good motivation for you?
Of course. I mean, it is. You always look for new motivations, and there is plenty of motivation, honestly, in my case. And I love this sport, I love to compete, I love to be on the court. And I was saying before that it's a good thing for sport to have Kei, Dimitrov, Raonic, you know, these kind of players. Cilic now winning also his first Grand Slam a few months ago. New faces, players who now have more self-belief, who are showing to the world that they can win against the best players in the world in the major events. So you're right, you know, they are getting closer to the top players, and still there is a lot of work for them to be done. And on our side, me specifically, I want to, you know, look to improve even more, because I know that they will try to catch up, and they're young, they're of course very hungry for the success, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all turns out to be in the next couple of seasons.
Novak, now you are in the final. To be there is a pressure for you. It's a new record. How do you manage that, or do you just day per day? What's your philosophy?
Well, it's the last match of the season. Honestly, today I found it a little bit difficult mentally to stay concentrated throughout the whole match. After very emotional three matches I had, especially yesterday when I achieved the goal and to finish as number one of the world, and knowing that, I felt a little bit, I'd say, flat emotionally today, and so I needed a little bit more time to kind of give myself a boost. And I was fortunate, because in the beginning of the third set he had break points, and if he broke me, the match could have gone either way. So I managed to find that little bit of strength and get a win today. So tomorrow, as I said, is the last match of the season, and of course it's one of the biggest tournaments in the world, aside of the Grand Slams, and this is already the biggest possible motivation, and I'll try to give everything I have.
No, you probably just said that you were emotionally a little more flat. I was a bit surprised, knowing you as a person of the theater in a way, also showman, that you reacted a little bit badly when the crowd applauded you.
I applauded crowd.
No, they gave applause to Nishikori because you made a double fault.
Why did I react bad? In what way?
Because you were nervous. I saw you that you were nervous. You did something.
So I'm not allowed to be nervous on the court?
No, I'm just asking because normally it doesn't happen to you. I just wanted to know if today was... And you lost a little bit the concentration, as
yes,
you
I did, and it was my fault. It was my fault that I allowed.
I'm not criticizing.
No.
Trying to understand what happened.
No, I mean, look. At the end of the day, it's I cannot blame the crowd. Crowd has right to do what they want and to cheer for whoever they want. Some individuals that. That were going over the line throughout the whole match were. Some provocations that I usually don't react on, but I did, and that was my fault. And I lost the concentration, I lost the break because of that, and I allowed myself to be in the situation to lose the set, and then you maybe even lose the match. So, yeah, generally it was my fault, and I should have known better.
I was going to ask similar questions. Why do you think this particular incident upset you more than usual? Because you usually see. A lot of composure.
Well, look, you know, as I said, everybody is different, and everybody has choice what they do. I just was not happy with the way that has influenced me and my game after that. I should have let it go, but when you tolerate once, two, three times, four times, we are all humans. You react. But it's the way it is, and I'm just glad that I overcame that. It's a lesson, and hopefully, tomorrow will not happen.
You do seem quite tired tonight, Novak, and it is unusual you've taken so long to come in to see us. Is it?
I'm sorry. You had to wait for me. I was doing some other work with media.
So is it something that you think you'll wake up tomorrow and you think you'll feel fresh again with the final in front of you?
Honestly, I've had these particular situations before in my career, and I know what I need to do in order to recover, in order to get myself in the right shape. Of course, at this stage of the season and of the tournament, mentally, the truth is that I'm exhausted, and as most of the players would say, it's been a long year, it's been a year of many beautiful events in my life, and this is. But knowing just that tomorrow is the last match of the season, I'm sure that I will find any necessary drop of strength, mental and physical, to give it on the court.
Thank you.